South Philadelphia means cheesesteak, water ice, soft pretzels with mustard, and poetry? Poet W.S. DiPiero is from South Philly. It's where he got his early inspiration. In his new collection of poems, Skirts and Slacks, he recalls the Italian neighborhood where his family lived. Not poor, he says, but without money or books. Simone DiPiero writes that he didn't know he was a member of the working class until he no longer was.
What I do is very much driven by, not personality, I should say, not by local color. It's driven by curiosity about the nature of different orders of experience. The great muse of poetry is memory, of course, and you know, at some point you realize that there are things that are given to you, your origins, your upbringing and whatnot, and that's what you deal with.
Would you read for us a selection from Skirts and Slacks?
Yeah, sure. I'll read a poem, the title of which is White Blouse, White Shirt, and the occasion of the poem is coming upon a couple of photographs of my parents when they were young. It helps to know that it's set on the Atlantic City boardwalk before Atlantic City became a casino town. It was a time when Atlantic City faced the ocean. It didn't turn its back on the ocean. And this was going to be a poem which is an enactment of what many of us, I think, at some point either dream or imagine or wish for. And that is a harmonious family. Snow falls on the boardwalk where they never walked that winter. Street lamps and white boas, surf light patching shuttered storefronts. Where are they? The Ferris wheel they once rode looks green. In this other snapshot, she wears pedal pushers. He's in summer whites. They swing cigarettes and hold hands, walking toward me, it seems, into breezy life where they don't know I'm waiting. Now they're renting a rolling chair. Inside the wicker cowl, he says, a $5 ride, chief. It's Chinese, like Charlie Chan. Sand buries the sea noise. Rosin scents rise from the boards into deft sea winds as they roll past windows larvaed with delfware and sable stoles, licking each other's fingers, French fries and paper cones. When did the boardwalk look like that? When was that fresh love? I stencil red-winged blackbirds into the scenes, and lilac brushing window panes, and crocus, one garden of one season, composite, where we look out, and between them I become an hourglass of sand and light beside the ocean, where the sun lets more snow fall around our heads. So that's one. It took me a while to get it right, and it also took a little help from my friends.
When you say help from your friends, you don't actually get your friends to help you write poetry, do you?
No, I get them to help me find trouble in it, in a poem that's not quite finished or it's not fixed, it's not right. Maybe I shouldn't call them friends. They're really the echoes of poets who have come before. In that poem I just read, for instance, it's unlikely that I would have been able to complete the poem without that image of the sand and the glass. And that hourglass image, I realized after I had written the poem, that it had been given to me, so to speak, by Gerard Manley Hopkins, a poet who has some lines in a very long poem of his called The Wreck of the Deutschland, where he says, I am soft sift in an hourglass. At the wall, fast, but mined with emotion, and it crowds and it combs to a fall. And I've carried that notion of our hourglass life with us for so long that it's something that was given to me by Hopkins, by his imagination.
Do you describe yourself as a poet?
Yeah, I describe myself when I have to as a poet and writer. At some point, I became aware of a poem as something that was quite other from myself, something that's made and cast forth. And once I had that sense, that's when I was able to think of myself as a poet. It was a recognition of what poetry is, really, for me.
W.S. DiPiero, the poem White Blouse, White Shirt, appears in his most recent book, Skirts and Slacks.